As the inauguration approaches, we're continuing to talk with voters who supported President-elect Donald Trump and also have deep ties to the outdoors and environmental issues. One of the first initiatives passed by House Republicans when they came back in January was a provision to make it easier for the federal government to give up control of public lands to states. Many of the most avid users of these lands, hunters and anglers, are on edge about the idea. But the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spent some time with one Pennsylvania hunter who says there's no reason to worry because energy development has been good for game hunting.
On the Sunday before buck hunting season started in late November, Randy Santucci, chair of a group called the Unified Sportsmen of Pennsylvania, got up early to talk and show me some of his hunting sites.
Julie, hi. Randy Santucci. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Santucci is in his 50s and owns a machine shop in Robinson Township near the Pittsburgh airport. He's a big guy wearing a camo shirt, a ball cap, and he hasn't shaved in a while.
We are about 3 miles out of Titty Ute, Warren County, northwest Pennsylvania, at our camp here. Pretty typical of the thousands of camps across the northern tier of Pennsylvania. This is the big weekend for deer season, which kind of is the one that everybody waits for all year. The whole group here is all family. You know, my brother, my nephew, my cousin.
So these guys sleep in, or?
Yeah, we did our annual campfire. We do it every Saturday night before deer season, and we cook out over the fire. Just have a nice family get together laughing. And so they'll be up shortly. They've got a lot of scouting to do and things today.
We hop into his pickup to get the lay of the land and talk about the coming political changes. Donald Trump has said he wants more energy development on federal lands, and this worries some hunters. Groups like the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers fear that leasing public lands for oil and gas wells will destroy wildlife habitat and the solitude of being in the woods. But not Santucci, and he wants to show me why. Oil and gas drilling hasn't been a bad thing for his hunting. We drive down an access road, and he points into the woods.
There are wells strewn all through here.
Pennsylvania's game lands have been used for energy development for decades. There are thousands of working oil and gas wells in the nearby Allegheny National Forest. Santucci says his hunting group was early to support drilling.
You aren't going to stop it. So the best thing, next second best thing to do is to get on board and be involved with these energy companies to promote proper land reclamation.
Santucci says land that's cleared for drilling actually benefits hunting. After four-wheeling some rough roads, we walk into the woods toward another well site.
Some of the most beautiful hemlock woods that you'll find anywhere in Pennsylvania.
The roads built for well pads provide access to spots like this.
You're miles and miles from the forest road. There's no possible way to hunt it. You couldn't get the deer out. Especially older hunters. You know, obviously I'm not in great shape. You know, I can't go long distances and dragging deer, but I can get back here and get off the road a little bit.
And once the forest has been cut to make way for drilling, he says the brush that grows back is actually better for hunting species like deer and rough grouse.
You know, you don't want it in your backyard, because some guys will say, well, geez, they ruined my favorite hunting spot because they put this well in or they cut a pipeline. But as the years go by, the game comes back in, and the trees start to canopy over the edges of the pipelines a little, and you know, it basically created food and cover for game.
It might not be surprising that Santucci supported Donald Trump for president. Most of his hunting buddies did too. They even have a deer head on their camp wall wearing one of those red Make America Great Again ball caps. Santucci isn't worried that Trump's calls to cut environment and energy regulations will do much harm. He thinks the energy industry is already well-regulated, maybe over-regulated, in efforts to protect water quality and ensure drill sites are cleaned up.
I know Trump talked about relaxing some, changing every one regulation he was going to get rid of two. Well, I'm sure those ones that he's going to remove are probably the ones that are the least intrusive from a standpoint of causing any concerns to the environment. There's a lot of overregulation.
Other hunting groups across the country are not as confident as Santucci and the United Sportsmen of Pennsylvania that land and water will remain protected. Groups like Trout Unlimited have issued dire warnings to hunters and fishermen about the Republican Party's goal to transfer federal lands to the states. The group worries that once states take over public lands, hunting grounds, and other natural areas, they'll be leased or sold, and then they're gone for good. Even Trump and his pick to lead the Interior Department, Ryan Zinke, have so far not supported these land transfer efforts. As Randy Santucci and his son show me their guns, they say they're not really worried about it. They just want to hang out and hopefully bag a buck. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.